Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. Today, I've been pressed by you guys a lot in answering counterfeit watches and, in theory, what happens when a customer brings in a fake watch. So, some of you guys have seen my post today about a fake Cartier that came in through my doors. Long story short, the Cartier, essentially, it was very noticeably fake. The case back wasn't even a screw down case back. It was designed to look like a screw down case back, but it was really a snap off, and it sparked a good amount of debate in the comments, and also the biggest one, it was also in my private messages, my direct messages, my DMs, right? A lot of you guys were asking, well, how I approach this to the customer and how what do I do with the fake watch. A lot of the times people think that, first off, let's answer the first question. You know, how do I break it to a customer? It's hard. You know, it's very, very hard to break fake watches to customers, in the sense that if the customer doesn't know, you don't know how much value it holds to him. You don't know how much he paid for it. You don't know none of that. So when you first tell him, it's going to be pretty... it's gonna be a mixed bag. Some people laugh it off. Some people get hit with it real hard. Some people break down. Perfect example I like to tell a lot of people sometimes is one time I had a customer come with a fake Rolex. Long story short, her husband and her son died in a car crash. The only thing he left behind as a family heirloom was the Rolex, and the Rolex ended up. She ended up bringing the Rolex in because she wanted it serviced, but that was the only thing that her husband left behind for them. So what ended up happening was that when I received the Rolex, it turned out to be a fake, and I unfortunately had to break the news to her, and she was bawling her eyes out. It's very important that when you first break it to the customer, you don't say things like it's fake or, you know, etc., right? Usually, even though my name is No Bullshit Watchmaker, usually you want to be a little bit more tactful than that when you're talking to the customers. So usually what I say is, if the minute I receive the watch and I kind of have a feeling that it's not legitimate, the first thing I would usually do is say somewhere along the lines of, I'm not 100% sure about the authenticity, or I'm not 100% sure about this. Or generally, you can also say something along the lines of, oh, the weight feels a little off. Let me get this checked out a little bit, or let me check this out a little bit. You usually don't want to immediately say this watch is fake. Usually you want to say something feels off about this watch. Generally, that segues you into future into the future conversations about the watch being fake. So if a customer, usually when customers bring watches in, and if I immediately look at it and if I immediately feel it and I feel something's off already, I'll tell them the truth. I'll say, you know, usually I come across these watches a lot, and the weight on this watch feels a little off. Something's not right per se, and then that usually slowly brings a level of caution in terms of the customer mindset. So when the customer hears that, the customer is like, "Oh wait, okay, something might be wrong." But for the most part, you don't just come out guns a swinging saying, "Oh, your watch is fake." After you validate that the watch is fake, or after you know that the watch is fake, usually, you know, you can look, if you service a lot of it or if you work on that watch a lot, there's some people out there that can immediately look at it and know it's fake, right? In theory, you're not supposed to be authenticating anything or saying something's real outside of the manufacturer. I'll give you a perfect example. If some brands will look at it like this: if you have a watch and it comes in, and everything on that watch could be real, everything. And I'm talking case, bracelet, dial, everything. But if the brand finds maybe several things that are not real, or several things that are generic inside the movement, maybe they find that a screw that's generic, or maybe they find several wheels that are generic, or if they find a couple fake stuff, you know, maybe aftermarket hands or, you know, whatnot. If they find too many of that, they'll just deem the whole watch fake. So, you know, it could come to, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. It can come through my hands and I could look at it and say it's completely real. But then if it goes to, let's say, the manufacturer and they look at it, maybe they find too many things are aftermarket in it, or they find too many things, or if they find, like, let's say, I'll give you a perfect example, if they find 15 screws that are not original to that specific brand, they'll just deem the whole watch fake. That's just the way it is. Not all brands do that, of course, but there are a lot of mainstream brands I don't want to really mention. Big R, you know, but for the most part, that's what I'm talking about. So if you kind of already know that it's fake and you kind of get a feel that it's fake already, you want to be tactful in how you deliver it to the customer. So usually when I get something like that, I tell the customer straight up, you know, after I validate it, of course. Unfortunately, you know, upon further inspection, to me, in my honest opinion, I think this isn't original. And then you want to kind of, somewhere along the lines of that, you know, of course, each person's going to be a little bit different. But you want to say somewhere along the lines of it not being original, or it not being, it not being original sounds fine. But then after you say that, you want to give that customer a pause. You don't want to continue bombarding him, because right then and there, when you say that it's not original, the customer's mind's going to be firing like left and right, and they're trying to process the whole thing. So they're trying to figure out what went wrong, how is it fake, how did they pick up something that's fake. And then there you have some customers that just know it's fake to begin with, and they just laugh it off and say, oh, okay, yeah, I figured. And there are some customers where when you say something like that, they're taken aback for a couple of seconds, and you kind of just want that silence to fill the void. So, because you want them to respond next. You don't want to continue blabbering, you know. You're just putting more you're just putting more gasoline to the fire, excuse me. So for the most part, you want to let that customer sink. You want to let that idea, that thought, that the validation sink in a little bit. Once the customer responds, generally sometimes it's somewhere along the lines of, oh, how do you know it's fake and whatnot? And then, of course, you can go on and so on and forth. That's perfectly fine. So for the most part, when you break something like that to the customer, it's important you kind of mention that. You know, it's like you gotta be tactful. You can't just come out guns a swinging. You gotta set them up slowly but surely. All right, and another question you guys have asked me was, what do I do with counterfeit watches? In theory, right, and I had to explain this a couple times, so that's why I felt this deserved an episode. In theory, okay. Brands have every right to actually confiscate and discard the counterfeit watch. And at first when I heard that, I was like, that's bullshit. That's no way. No way you can do that. I mean, it's someone's property. It's someone's item, right? So like, let's say you bought a fake Rolex, or let's say you bought a fake Patek Philippe. Screw it. And you send it to Patek Philippe. Patek Philippe, in theory, has every single right, after they've realized that it's fake, to just toss your shit out. I'm not even lying. And some brands don't, you know, most brands don't. Most brands, you know, politely send it back and say, hey, unfortunately, this isn't original, so yada, yada, yada. But some brands will just say, hey, how do you want me to discard this? You know, like, I'm not even kidding with you. Some brands will take it to the next level, and they will keep and or confiscate and or toss out your watch. And when I first heard of that, I was like, there's no way, you know, that's impossible. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. But when I consulted a good deal of some of these guys in the industry that actually work for these companies, and I consulted with some of these attorneys, whatnot, the way they explained it to me was very interesting, because the way they said it to, and I've never heard it described this way, which is why I want to tell you guys. The way they described it to me was, it was never their property to begin with. So the way they explained to me was, let's say you, the listener, right? Let's say I say, wow, okay, I really like the way, I don't know, Rick handle shit, and then somehow one day I just completely copy, let's say I completely copy Rick's identity, and I walk around as Rick. Okay, Look, let's say I forge everything. Let's say I get all the clothes. Let's say I get everything, the car. Let's say, and I'm a splitting image of Rick. In theory, Rick has every single right to claim his identity back, right? Rick has every single right to hand me a cease and desist letter, right? In metaphoric terms. The reason being, even though I purchased all these clothes and I did all the legwork to be Rick, I can't still, it's not my property. Does that make any sense? Just because I put in the legwork and let's say I went out of my way to become Rick, doesn't mean being Rick is my given right, right? So in that sense, it's not my original IP to begin with. It's not my original property, my intellectual property. It was not my original identity to begin with. Rick has every single right because it is Rick. He's the original creator. He's the original guy. He is the original Rick. He has every single right to come up to me and say, listen, give me my shit back. It's not yours to begin with. Does that make any sense? So the way it was explained to me was like, in the sense that if you're copying someone's brand, it was never your brand to begin with. So as a counterfeit, as a fake watch. So even though the manufacturer has your fake watch, they have every single right to terminate it because it was not, it's copied after their brand, copied after their intellectual property, copied after their logo, their hard work and everything. It's considered theirs to begin with. It was never considered their, it's never considered your property in that sense, the way it was explained to me, okay? And in terms of lawsuits and whatnot, there's honestly, apparently there's no way around that either. In the sense that, I mean, you could probably try to sue if a manufacturer keeps and destroys your fake watch, but it's a hard game to fight. The way it was explained to me was that you're spending way more money than you need to be winning a case like that. And the chances of you even winning at that point are very slim to none. Because of intellectual property, logos, brands, trademarks, etc., right? So the way it was explained, and that's the way it was explained to me. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but that was the way it was explained to me, and hopefully that answers how brands handle it. You know, I personally don't confiscate it or destroy it. I hand it right back to the customer and tell them, hey, I don't know what you want to do with it, but this is an original. That's how I handle things, but I've heard many, many, many stories of brands keeping it and destroying it. Not even kidding. And that's that. So hopefully this answers some of your questions. I wanted to keep this kind of short and simple, but it looks like it turned out a little bit longer than usual. But other than that, if you guys haven't checked out the actual pre-order page for the new watchmaking course I have out, I would do so because that ends this week. Okay. If you guys haven't read the book, I would also check out the book. Other than that, guys, hope you have a fantastic week and have a great day.